Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 902 on ESPN 97.5. Jason LaCanfora, I don't know if this was yesterday or was it the day before, whatever the case may be. He was on 106.7, the Fan Sports Junkies in Washington. He said, I don't think you're going to see Deshaun Watson in an NFL building for a long time. I don't think Deshaun Watson has any short-term future playing football. I would agree wholeheartedly. I don't think you'll ever see him. I don't think you'll ever see him on the field for the Texans again, just because the Texans don't want him to be the face of the franchise. Secondly, I don't think you're going to see him because the NFL is going to suspend him. That, I think, is regardless of settlements and being over with it and dropped police investigations, Deshaun Watson is sitting. And I think that the thought is that I think it's a full year. I think it's going to be more than eight games. I think eight is a nice number. It's a nice round number, but I could certainly see the league going, Deshaun, and while it's been awfully quiet, I don't know that you can get 22 settlements done before the start of training camp. Maybe they can. Maybe it's going along beautifully. We certainly haven't heard anything, which is a great sign. But even still, the NFL is going to have to come up with its ruling and its suspension, and maybe the process is playing out quicker than any of us thought. And then again, there might be some snags.
Yeah, we don't know what is happening in a criminal case. We haven't heard if those charges have been dropped or even if anything has, not charges, if anything has been brought against them. There are no charges as of yet. If that investigation has petered out or if it's even a thing. And I think it's great that we don't know anything. I mean, we do this for a living, so we're going to talk about it, but at this point, it's really none of our business unless there's actually some progress being made. Do I need to hear every day about a back and forth between the two? No. Mm-mm. I mean, the silence, you would assume something's going on, or maybe it's just the legal proceedings just going forward and there's nothing to talk about.
Jason LaCanfora has had a love-hate mostly a hate relationship with the Texans, I think. Ian Rappaport, I think he had a microphone, some kind of bug in Rick Smith's office. Or Rick Smith, as soon as anything happened, he just called Ian Rappaport immediately. And because he broke so many Texan stories over the years, LaCanfora, he hasn't had a lot of love for the Texans. But he did. He has known some stuff, although some of the stuff that he's said over the years has been off the wall. Whether or not he has any information, I don't know. Whether or not that's just the buzz. Maybe he's hearing from the Texans organization. I don't know. This is such a secretive organization with the with all the Patriots in the building. I don't see him getting much information. I don't know. Maybe he had a relationship with somebody over there before, or maybe, you never know. This is the kind of thing, you know, that Easterby leaks, that so it's not a bombshell. Maybe it's not a, you know, we want to get a reaction. Well, what do the people think about Deshaun no longer being here? About Deshaun not being, moving on from Deshaun early, or, you know, for at least the short term here. Maybe it is. I don't know. The politics of this crap is just stupid. But I think what he's saying here makes perfect sense. I don't see Deshaun playing for the Houston Texans again. So, and I think it's going to take a little while, at the very least, to get a deal done. And I don't see him playing anyway because the NFL is not going to allow it. I just don't see it. Not with the, even if he is not, again, not guilty, the negative headlines that he's brought, the negativity to the shield that he's brought, is going to be something that the discipline committee in the NFL just is not. They're just not going
to
be about
this. Yeah, and he's going to have to talk with them. I mean, we know the NFL has opened up their investigation, and Tony Busby at least told us, I'm not sure how those interviews have gone, that some of his clients are open to talking to the NFL. We've heard that. Certainly the NFL has requested, at a minimum, to talk to them. We'll see how it goes. But then Deshaun will have to talk to them, and he'll have to explain all of this away. And considering how difficult it's been for Tony Busby to explain it all the way, Rusty Harden to explain it all the way, you think Deshaun and whoever his representatives are with the NFL, you think it's going to be easy for them to explain away all of this? Oh, no, it's just some innocent fun. I don't think the NFL is going to take that and say, yeah, you know what, you're right. I'm with you. I don't think he plays. Suspending a guy for a year, if all this turns into a settlement, I can see it. I can say, hey, look, I don't know. We don't know what you said, why you settled, but you did settle. So, I mean, you can jump to a conclusion and say you're admitting some form of guilt. At least in the NFL's eye, they don't have the burden of proof that the justice system has. They say, look, you settled. You brought shame on yourself, the league. You shamed the shield, Deshaun. And that means something.
That absolutely means
something. So beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of admitting guilt, apparently Bob Baffert says it just wasn't just us pissing all over the hay that Medina Spirit.
you think? It wasn't just some groom peeing on the hay?
I mean, you want to talk about seeing what you can throw against the wall?
Who did he think would believe this?
I mean, so if you didn't hear, Medina Spirit tested positive for a banned substance, or at least too much of a substance.
Too much of something, yeah.
Yeah. And Bob Baffert said, well, it's because, you know, one of the grooms was doing
sick. He was taking cough medicine
and was peeing in his hay that he was eating. What? Why are you feeding your horse piss hay?
Bob Baffert, you mean your standards are so low, you hire guys who will just pee, or women, whoever it is, to pee on hay, and you're good with that?
You think it might have been a woman groom that just...
Equal opportunity, John. I don't know.
Do you think a woman just squats over the hay and...
What? You don't think women... You've been to a lot of places.
Well, if she does that, though, she's probably hidden by the fence, and nobody's actually going to see that she's peeing.
All the places you've been where drinking has been, let's just say, a thing people are doing, a woman's never... pop the squat, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what? Okay. Well, so but what?
There's bathrooms there.
So the guy peed and there's bathrooms there. You're making that assumption.
I'm not believing that either.
I'm not believing either of the stories. I'm not believing it either, but I think it's just as likely.
By the way, stop pissing all over the hay that the horse is eating.
Yeah, that's insulting.
Jerk, Bob Baffert. He did say
what if
this.
What if the horse saw you eating a slice of pizza and decided, you know what? I'm going to pee on this. That's the same thing you're doing.
Apparently, he says Medina Spirit developed dermatitis on his hind end. He had some kind of butt fungus.
Skin disease?
He had butt fungus. Okay. Which is worse, piss hay or butt fungus?
The horse is like, could you guys stop embarrassing me? You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, first you say I'm eating piss hay. Now you're saying.
Now you're telling everyone.
Okay.
I don't clean my ass, is what you're saying. Just knock it off.
I had him checked out by my veterinarian, who recommended the use of an antifungal ointment called Otomax. The veterinary recommendation was to apply this ointment daily to give the horse relief, help heal. See, now there's a job. No wonder the groom's pissing. I gotta rub this horse's ass all day. Okay.
And avoid getting.
Oh God.
And avoid getting kicked.
Yeah.
I gotta deal with horse ass fungus, and hope that I don't get kicked.
Well, maybe that's what happened. He was applying it.
Yeah.
He got kicked, and then he got pissed off. He's like, you know what? I'm peeing in your hay.
Do you think Deshaun saw this story and said, wait a minute, what's this Otomax stuff?
Is he going to admit the ass fungus too? Just so he can get that rubbed on him?
Hey. I got dermatitis too.
What about this? Dermatitis right here.
Well, we know allegedly.
No, up in there a little bit more.
It's the cheeks, sir.
Apply it with your thumb.
I'm pretty sure it's going all the way.
Apply it with your thumb. That's what he said. No, sir. I'm not going. You don't have dermatitis.
Sean's like, hey, wait a minute. Otomax. Let me see. Otomax.
Bob Baffert's like, what's Deshaun Watson? When did he get my number?
Anyway, so he says it's because of Otomax.
That horse's reputation's been run to the ringer.
Now, if
that
Deshaun,
horse is like, can you all stop talking about me?
It was the best day of my life, if we're going to pretend like the horse even knows what it's doing. And now you're talking about ass fungus and I'm eating pea hay. It's been a rough week for Medina Spirit.
Oh, man, I didn't know this. Tony Busby is getting remarried, so that's why there hasn't been anything out from the towel cases.
He's busy.
I don't know if that's real or not.
Who knows? He can't do both. Yeah. If he was in the mind to put news out there.
John trusts everything that comes across on Twitter.
Well, did the Blitz say that or not?
No, I'm saying the HEB thing was wrong. So the Tony Busby thing is probably wrong, too.
Well, I don't know. Twitter never lies. Twitter is never wrong.
You're right. You're totally right.
I don't know. Did the Blitz? I don't know if Tony Busby's getting married.
Brother Bear?
I don't know. Fred refuses to say his name. So.
Oh, he who?
Is? Yeah.
Apparently, Fred doesn't like saying his name.
He doesn't like
Brother Bear Busby. Said.
Whose name?
Tony Busby.
Why?
He just doesn't like him. I don't know.
He doesn't like Tony Busby?
Yeah. I don't know what he
Tony
has
Busby,
against him.
Tony Busby try to.
Maybe some
Tony
past
Busby
issues
say
at
something
the,
about his hair?
Chronicle.
You know, huh? Fred was in the newspaper business. Maybe some past stuff. Who knows?
Ooh,
I don't know. But Brother Bear tweeted it to us and said the Blitz said it. I don't know. I didn't hear it, so I can't speak to it.
I don't know. Brother Bear is watching. I was listening. I didn't hear that. I did hear AJ admitting that he was wrong about stuff sometimes, and I told him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. LSU, you were wrong about that.
Yeah, you're not going to let the Joe Burrow LSU thing go.
LSU, you was wrong about that, brother.
Tony Busby is marrying the guy hung up, but he said Tony Busby is marrying a Moody. Even from Moody Gardens, one of those Moody's?
I think those are the only Moody's.
Moody?
The Galveston Moody's.
Huh. So marrying into, well, money meets money, I guess.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
Hmm. 914 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk right now about HRP. That's my peeps over at HRP. I love what Mike Colley has done with the business. He's unbelievable. And listen, the technology is second to none. The accuracy and how wonderful they are. We never have issues whatsoever with what they do for us. It is a huge business. If you've got, even if you've got branches in multiple states, that's not a problem for them. Their research department, everything else, as far as the tax laws go in every state, it is easy peasy for them. So not to worry about that. What else you don't worry about is them not knowing what they're doing. Their Affordable Care Act, their taxes, how they take care of you doing all of this stuff. If you've had any issues with your payroll company, if you've had any issue, if your payroll company wasn't helping you through the PPP, getting your loans, your small business loans or whatever it is, and getting your PPP checks, well, ours was awesome during this time, and it's still going. So there's still so many things so difficult that you can't handle by yourself. Or if your payroll company wasn't paying attention to you like you wanted them to, if they weren't answering your questions, if they weren't getting the job done, ours does. So all you got to do is go to hrp.net. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You will love them. 281-880-6525 or hrp.net. 281-880-6525.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your f***ing answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FN. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 9:18 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We were talking about this Tony Busby thing. Andrew might have some information on it here. What's going on, Andrew?
Actually, my name's Mike, but yeah, I got the information on it. Yeah, he's marrying one of the Moody's, like Moody Bank or Moody Gardens. She's 28. I don't know. It seems like they have a good relationship, but some of his kids are older than her, and it's basically money marrying money, I guess.
Yeah. No,
they seem happy, though.
Yeah, I mean, credit to them, and hopefully everything works out. We were kind of reading up on it during the break. Appreciate it, Mike. I was asking John during the break, because John has a daughter who is married and then a daughter in her 20s, and I was asking him, like Frances Moody is 28 years old. When she was 18 and Tony Busby was 42, was there any chance she thought to herself, that's a guy I'm looking to be with? And then 10 years later, it's like, he's down on one knee, and she's like, thank you. I would love to marry you. It's just crazy. Like a decade can change how someone thinks about something. But I couldn't imagine an 18-year-old at the time going, yeah.
I got to get with that 42-year-old.
But now you're going to be happily married, hopefully. And I don't want to get into John's theory. If it's the woman's second marriage or first marriage, it doesn't matter.
That too.
It needs to be her second marriage too for it to work out.
Yeah, I've seen instances where the woman's second marriage hasn't worked out. It works out for the guy. I can't speak from those people, their perspective.
Yeah, but for the guy's perspective, the rule is second marriages are the ones that work out.
That's the only one that works out.
So, we didn't know it, and I mean, they've been engaged for a little bit now, but congratulations to Tony Busby and Frances Moody. It's just nuts. Not for me, not that they're together, but just that a decade can make someone go, you know what? I don't care that he's 23 years old than me. It's fine. But maybe 5 years ago, she would have been, nah, I just got out of college. I'm not getting with the 48-year-old.
Yeah. So this is why the Deshaun Watson
thing
is on hold?
That's what someone said. I don't know if
this
that's
is it.
It seems unlikely.
Tony doesn't have anybody else working in his office.
And they've been engaged since February of last year. I can't believe this is, unless they flew some. They would have to be on their honeymoon for that to stop.
I'm sure Tony's got
plenty of people.
Negotiators in there.
It doesn't make much sense.
I just don't think that there's like new information coming.
That's
out.
What I think.
That's all. So everybody is speculating that there's settlements going to be done soon.
Or now Tony's in the middle of getting remarried, so he's not working on it. Or maybe they're letting the legal process take its course. There's nothing.
Or
going
maybe
on right
there's
now.
A stalemate, and neither side can. There's no settlement or whatever. There's a lot of options here. I can't believe that just because he's getting married that, that this whole thing is on hold.
It's,
I mean, people get married all the time.
And still you
have
work.
And especially as high profile as this is, and as hot, as hotly contested as it was for a couple of weeks. I mean, and then all of a sudden, all right, I'm getting married. Bye, guys. Nothing, nothing here.
Wasn't he about to get married when he was, you know, every day bringing a new lawsuit to the table? Wasn't he in the process of getting married then too?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Maybe they have more info, and maybe they know. I just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That's all.
Are you in, all in for this Chris Rock being in a
horror slasher movie? It looks pretty good.
I don't
from
like
the trailer.
Yeah, I don't like the Saw movies. Period. So it's not about Chris Rock. I'm just not interested in gore. I like a thriller in terms of the horror stuff, but I'm not really like you're gonna lose a foot.
Now is this looks like it might be more story than just slasher.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we know the Saw franchise but is about.
I haven't seen Chris Rock in forever, and now all of a sudden he's a serious actor.
Well, we'll see. It hasn't gone well for him. Well, it hasn't gone well. I mean, when he tries serious stuff, they don't do well.
Well, he's been in Fargo. I mean, that's not
but
comedy by any means.
But as far as his movie career has gone, him in serious roles, it doesn't play well. People don't take to it. So we'll see how this goes.
The dude from Homeland is in it. Handmaid's Tale, rather.
Isn't Samuel L. Jackson in it, too?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's in the Saw universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the Saw has a whole universe.
Yeah, when now you make that many movies, yeah.
How many movies are there?
I'd have to look.
There's like four or five Saws.
Is it Fast and Furious like?
Yeah, it's up without cars and just more violence.
Without like, there's 12 of those already though.
I think they're at 9 maybe, but they like they do have like 10 and 11 in the works. I think
is Vin Diesel Saw in franchise. Anything else?
He's Groot from. But he's like a tree in the Marvel movies.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So stupid.
He does voice work for the Marvel movie.
He's a tree.
He does voice work for a Marvel movie.
He's a superhero tree?
Well, yes. He's Groot. Yeah. I am Groot. That's all he says. He just says it different ways. It's not a lot of
with
range.
Different meanings.
Yeah. The phrase means...
Perfect for Vin Diesel.
The phrase means multiple things.
I am Groot.
Yeah, pretty much. I am Groot.
Did he play teenage Groot too?
He played all the Groots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby Groot?
Sapling Groot. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He is what he does.
He was a sapling?
Yeah. Groot. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Oh.
And then he grew up to be giant.
Did the super pig pee on the tree, no, the sapling tree?
No, it's not super pig. It's spider pig.
Spider
pig and the Marvel Cinematic Universe haven't coincided yet.
Oh.
Sorry. Spider-Verse 2 has been announced though. There will be another Spider-Verse, so you might see Spider-Pig in a new movie.
Yep.
There might be a Spider-Pig in a new movie?
Well, the movie he was in is getting a sequel, so he might be in the next one.
Huh. Is there a Spider-Horse?
No.
Is there a Spider-Cow?
No, because all their hay would get peed on. No Spider-Horses.
No Spider-Horse.
No, because there isn't a radioactive spider, then bite a horse. That's stupid. That's stupid. Why would a radioactive spider bite a horse? Only a pig and a human. Biting a horse is dumb. That's a dumb thing to say.
Oh, you're right. But biting a pig, now I get it.
Yeah, you said.
But he would never, but a radioactive spider would never bite a
you
horse.
You said something really dumb there.
That is dumb.
A radioactive
How could
spider.
I be so dumb?
Well, if you understood the universe and the concepts, you would know horses aren't going to be bitten by radioactive spiders. Wow. I'm with the dummy. I just realized I'm with the dummy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you watch a spider pig.
Yeah, and you watch.
And I'm the dummy.
Let's be clear here. You watch Balrogs and dragons
and Gimli.
But that's real life.
And Gimli. No, it's not.
That's real life.
And you are going to be
Oakenstones.
Oakenshield.
And by the way, you love a talking monkey named Pongo.
I do.
So let's not pretend in Umbrella Academy. So let's not pretend what I watch is stupid and what you watch is smart.
Pongo has more range than Vin Diesel. Okay.
Well, that's not saying much. What?
Okay.
Well, that's not saying much.
Right. The
monkeys are very intelligent, and he's playing a tree, so of course he does.
I mean, some of his, you could just tell what he was thinking just by
his facial expressions.
Yeah, I mean, just a tremendous monkey.
Whatever. You and that dragon from Smaug. You, Smaug, and Pongo should all go to dinner together. You love talking animals. in medieval or sci-fi shows. And yet the tree is out of bounds for you.
So you're excited about this Hobbit
series
coming out?
He's going to watch that on Amazon, the Lord of the Rings series.
That's better than Spider Pigs.
You haven't seen Spider Pig. Talk about range.
Spider Pig has range.
He's a more...
It's the worst conversation
we've
ever had.
He's a more humorous...
This is dumb.
He's more humorous Porky Pig.
Dumber. A-Rod or Spider Pig? Which is dumber?
Well, A-Rod left J-Lo.
Well,
I thought J-Lo left him.
A-Rod didn't know.
Actually, that Ben Affleck cheated, apparently.
Yeah, he didn't know that Ben Affleck was sending her email after email.
There's some...
Since
a couple months ago.
So many people go, hey, that's tampering. You can't do that. That's tampering.
Is that tampering?
It's tampering. You can't... She wasn't officially a free agent. That's tampering.
Well, what does the commissioner say? The commissioner of love.
They never care about tampering, so why would the commissioner of love care about it?
No. Ben Affleck making the moves.
Well, a return.
J-Lo's just like, is J-Lo on Snapchat?
Not a public one. She might have a private one.
What does Lisa Wilson think about J-Lo and Snapchat?
Snapchat is for whores. That's what I was told.
That's why I want to know. Is J-Lo on there?
That's if you believe what Lisa Wilson is saying is true.
Has Lisa Wilson ever... Has she ever led you the wrong way before? No.
That's because this is my first ever interaction with her.
Wilson, by the way, is Zach Wilson's mom. Do you have that sound? Zach Wilson's mom. Here's what she thinks about Snapchat.
Well, he might have it on the other side. You sprung it on him.
Oh.
Look, I understand your pain, Tyler. He does this to me. We'll hear from Lisa Wilson on the other side explaining what John is talking
about.
Lisa
Wilson is a national treasure.
She will be.
No, she already probably is.
If Zach Wilson stinks
the internet loved her.
If Zach Wilson is not good, which I hope for selfish dolphin purposes, and she doesn't like the way her son is treated, it's going to be so good.
Oh, my God.
So good.
I think she's got a chance to eclipse Miko Grimes. I really do. Now, Miko.
Miko talked about doing stuff.
Yeah. And she got arrested.
Yeah, at a game.
Yeah.
She got detained at a game. I don't know if Lisa Wilson has that in her
bag. We don't know her range yet.
We don't know. We'll see. Someone watching it.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 9:32 ESPN 97.5. We're going to have to play that, too. Lisa Wilson is Zach Wilson's mom, if you haven't heard this yet. Zach Wilson's mom became an internet legend the night of the draft. I don't know why. You know what? If you're fairly attractive, she's draft mom attractive.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Which means everyone has to lose their minds.
Right. Because she's somewhat attractive and, you know... In that pool, in that gene pool, she's going to be, you know, at the top.
I mean, you're talking about middle-aged woman pool. It's who are clearly moms of kids who are in their early 20s. It's a shallow pool.
Yeah, right.
So people are extremely excited when they see an attractive woman in that pool.
It's like, you know, it's like there's different levels. It's like if there's a group of bathing suit models in a place, you're like, wow, that all these attractive. If you're in your office, you're like, man, she's pretty good. She wouldn't be all that good in a bathing suit with a bunch of bathing suit models.
Context means quite a bit.
It's everything. So, you know, oh my God, look at Lisa Wilson. Well, Lisa Wilson is also, she's fun to listen to.
She likes to say stuff.
She does say stuff. You know what? Here's Lisa Wilson talking about stuff.
So we only made it about 4 hours today at Disney World because my family kind of hates amusement parks. First of all, it was harder than hell out there, like a whore in church. And Disney, you're kind of mask holes. I'm not going to lie. Always up in our business. So
These are multiple stories.
So she was supposed to say, you know, well, sweating she, like a whore in church.
Yeah, she messed that up, but you get the point.
You know.
Yeah.
Sweating like a whore in church. Your mass coals, Disney. I like that one. As opposed to mass holes like Bill O'Brien. And then she had something to say about Snapchat.
You guys, please tell Sophie that Snapchat is just for whores.
I don't know who Sophie is.
Sophie.
But Sophie, I hope you know that Snapchat is just for whores.
I've got to tell Frankie that. I think she's on Snapchat.
Now, she didn't just say Snapchat.
Can you send me that? I want to send it to Frankie. I don't,
do you really no, want you to
have
send to, that to her?
You got
to
film it. Like, do you have Instagram?
I do.
I think you signed up for one because I didn't. Yeah, I've seen like a suggested
thing. I'm never on it, but yeah.
Is it?
But you got to film it like just like she is, like laying in bed. Can you please tell Sophie
or Frankie?
Or Frankie?
Apparently.
Well, no, can you please tell Frankie Lisa. That Snapchat.
He doesn't want to.
I don't
want to
do it. I want to send Lisa's.
Well,
me.
you can grab
Frankie. Look at
the
tweets. This is what a quarterback's mom says.
Well, the tweets on the rundown. You can copy the and paste it into your text message.
Oh, I got to do all that.
Yeah,
technology.
Yeah, sorry.
What the hell?
Yes, go on.
I got it right.
Thank
here.
You. Okay, he can. John gets to tell his daughter through Lisa Wilson that Snapchat is for whores. Great.
We'll be opening up PDFs next segment, John.
What? No, we ain't doing all that.
And ad blocker. We'll get that for you too.
Yeah.
But I'm a fan because the Jets. I hope for failure. And John may
this
need
is
to
the Parks.
Yeah, may need to mute the phone a little bit. I'm a fan because. The Jets, I believe, aren't going to be very good, which will give Lisa Wilson plenty of opportunities to clap back at people who say negative things about her son. Because last year, there wasn't a lot said. You were on until you lost to Coastal Carolina, you were perfect, and everyone was like, Zach Wilson, look at the year he's having.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great year for the Wilson family. I feel like it's going to be a little tougher this year. And I think she's going to catch some strays from people, and I think she's not going to like it very much.
Oh, no. No, she's not going to like it much at all. Now, that's why I think I'm here for this. I'm here for Lisa Wilson. I gotta follow her on Instagram because she's going to come up with some gems,
and
some beauties.
And if you would like to hear about what other social media platforms are for whores, go to Life According to Lisa. That's the number 2, Life According to Lisa on Instagram. You can hear some gems from Lisa Wilson.
Now, do you have the Justin Jefferson stuff?
He doesn't know. It's at the bottom of the rundown. Justin Jefferson was interviewed by Colin Cowherd yesterday, as Tyler finds it, and it's about a minute plus. And you know, on those type of interviews, you have a young receiver. So they asked him to compare his college quarterback, which is Joe Burrow, to his current quarterback in Zach Wilson and Kirk Cousins. And they also mentioned Justin Fields. And let's just say. Justin Jefferson wasn't very political in terms of, you know, Kirk is your guy. Maybe you just applaud Kirk for everything. No, he, I guess, gave an honest answer. And from what I've been told, Kirk is very sensitive about things, at least if I ask RG3. I don't know if he's going to
why don't you explain that?
Okay, RG3 was on a draft, one of the many draft shows that was strictly on Twitter. And, you know, he had a relationship with Kirk Cousins because they were drafted the same year with the Washington football team. RG3.
Number 2 overall against the fourth rounder.
Yes, and RG3 had a great rookie year, knee injuries, so on and so forth. So Kirk Cousins got his chance. He spoke to the fact that Kellen Mond was drafted by the Vikings, and he said Kirk Cousins isn't going to like that because Kellen Mond is everything that Kirk Cousins isn't, strong-armed, athletic, fit the physical build, all the things that Kirk Cousins has had to overcome to be an NFL quarterback, Kellen Mond is. And he goes, Kirk isn't going to deal with that very well. So the question now is, when the receiver you made was Justin Jefferson All-Pro, he was certainly Rookie of the Year, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he
make All-Pro? Well, he was certainly in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Now, a guy you targeted so much, he had one of the great rookie wide receiver seasons in history, had a great year on the map. Less than complimentary about Kirk Cousins compared to his ex-quarterbacks.
So now you have had Joe Burrow and you have had Kirk Cousins, and take your time here. Now, compare them. Where are they similar? Where are they not similar?
Similar. Kirk and Joe throw similar balls. They're not the strongest arm, but they're going to get it to you exactly where you need it. You need them to throw it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? The thing about Joe that's a little bit different, Joe. I feel like Joe had that a little bit more swagger, you know. he has that confidence on the field, and I mean, he's not scared to get hit. And I feel like as a quarterback, That's a big trait to have, especially to be as young as he is. And, you know, he's a phenomenal quarterback.
So were you surprised to hear the Vikings were interested in Justin Fields? Did that surprise you at all, the quarterback from Ohio State?
No. You know, we have to build on, you know, for after Kirk or whatever the case may be. But having Justin Fields brings a little bit more pressure to other teams by having, you know, a dominant quarterback like he is.
By the way, Kirk Cousins is 32 years old. It's not like he's at the end of his career. No. But Justin,
we got to move on.
But Justin Jefferson's like, hey, we all know it ain't a long-term deal for him here. Let's get it moving. Let's get progress started. And they did draft Kellen Mond. We'll see how that works out for the Vikings. But I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to appreciate any of that. And it's not that big of a deal. It's just a guy answering some questions. But if RG3 is to be believed, Kirk Cousins is already feeling a certain way about Kellen Mond getting drafted.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he ain't long for this world, according to
Justin Jefferson.
And we got to move on.
And even the Vikings, if they were really trying to get Justin Fields, then, yeah, Kirk Cousins isn't long for that job.
We got to move on from him, okay?
Yeah, I know I just had one of the best rookie seasons of all time, but get him out of here. We all know we're not going to win a title with him. And Kirk Cousins is got two more years left on the deal. He's making $21 million this year. The dead cap will be 76, so he's not going anywhere. The cap hit is 31. The cap hit next season will be 45. So I don't think they're getting off of Kirk Cousins very soon.
No. Well,
not in the next
if Justin
years.
Has his way.
Yeah, it would have had Justin Fields in there right now.
I wonder how he is going to react to the Kellen Mond thing.
Because
he is the exact opposite. And you know what? I wonder how Minnesota fans are going to react as soon as Kirk Cousins starts screwing up. Get Mond in there. Put Mond in.
Particularly if Kellen Mond has a pretty good preseason.
Yeah.
And they see some of his ability to just throw a football. Look, we've watched Kellen Mond throw a football really since, what, the UCLA game with
He throws a pretty ball.
Well, the first time we saw him was that UCLA when they blew that big lead.
Yep.
With Kevin Sumlin, but the physical tools are there. We just know that there are some issues with accuracy and maybe seeing the field, but if he is put in a position to succeed, he will accentuate everything that Kirk Cousins isn't.
Yep. All right, I've got all the lines from week one. Week one has been posted by the NFL. It's interesting. Some of the picks are interesting. Let's go over.
I think the only one missing is the New Orleans game.
The New Orleans game is the only one to miss it?
I didn't see that one on there.
I don't. Saints. I don't. No, you're right. I don't see that either. It'll be interesting. We'll do it on the other side. No, I got it. I got Packers and Saints. I got one. 942 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
RG3 is suddenly busy all of a sudden. Kellen Mond, Robert, what do we think of the player here? And then going to a situation where in training camp, he's going to look more physically impressive than the starter that's standing there at Kirk Cousins. What do we think about the spot for Kellen, too?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, number 8 in Minnesota is probably not real happy right now because Kellen Mond represents exactly what he doesn't do well, right? Kellen Mond's the big physical quarterback. He can run it, throw it all over the field. And I don't think that that's something that number 8 is able to do in Cousins in Minnesota. But I think that's what the coaching staff and the administration is looking for. Should I say the organization is looking for. Mund had a lot of inconsistencies in his game. And the biggest thing last year was, like Connor talked about, he actually improved drastically. But some NFL evaluators, looking over the course of all the years of his starts at Texas A&M, they're still a little skeptical about him. But I would tell you this, with great determination and great coaching, I think this is a guy that could be a real riser over the course of his career. And as you see, you know, Cousins has been collecting checks there in Minnesota for a long time, taking them to 8-8 and 9-7 seasons. If he has a bad start to the year like he did last year, I could see the fans and maybe the organization leaning towards Mund if he comes in and impresses.
Yeah, you can. I absolutely. I think Vikings fans have been, you know, leery about Kirk Cousins anyway. Then when you draft a quarterback that is athletic like Kellen Mond, hey, who's the favorite quarterback in the city? The backup in most cities. So, yeah, Kellen Mond is definitely a threat this year. And we'll see how Kirk Cousins reacts to that and whether or not he plays better, he steps it up because of the competition, or if he wilts. We'll find out. So I got the week one schedule. Thursday, September 9th, the very first game, Cowboys at Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are 6-point favorites against the Cowboys. I think that's probably a pretty good number.
It's fair.
I don't know that that's going to move too much between now and then. What I'm looking for here is, you know, is some big movers. Because if you get on the right side of the movement, for example, if you take the Texans, who are 1.5-point underdogs, and it turns and it flips to Texans -2 or something because sharp money comes in, then you've got yourself a nice opportunity for a middle. You got the Texans +1.5, and you can take the Jaguars +2, and you can middle that. So if you find the right side of a line that could possibly move somewhat. Whether or not, hey, between now and then, you have no idea if you're going to have an injury. You have no idea if, you know, what the quarterback situation is going to be like. You have no idea. There could be something drastic that happens between now and then. The biggest line of the weekend is 49ers at Lions. The Lions are 8-point underdogs at home.
Jared Goff's likely first start if there's no injury there. And Garoppolo
is going to be the guy.
He's going to be the guy. I think that number's too big.
You think it's too
on
high?
On the road, you got the energy of a new coach in Detroit. I know, not talented, but there's something to be said for just the energy of a new start. Now, we'll see how it goes in training camp preseason, but if they're energized there, and look, I'm not all in on the 49ers. I don't care who's starting. I know people believe the Super Bowl season is more like them than all the other losing seasons surrounding them, but I want to see it. I just think the number's too big. Opening day fans, opening week, the fans finally fully into the stadium. We expect a full stadium. I think all those home venues that first week, even here, it will be nuts as far as the environment. Because people haven't been able to watch their team.
Yeah, big lines are probably you want to stay away from. even the Buccaneers -6 against the Cowboys.
But at least that's a home game, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's at the Buccaneers. The Lions, 8-point underdogs at home. The Rams are -7 at home against the Bears. With Andy Dalton starting, I still am not crazy about giving 7 points in week one. The Raiders are 6.5-point underdogs at home against the Ravens on Monday night. Only one Monday night game this year. Usually there's two to open up the season.
I'm thankful. Well, because usually I don't care about the second one.
Yeah, right. Opening up the new stadium for the Raiders and 6.5, catching 6.5 points. I like the Raiders in that one. I think that game could possibly move. Although, yeah, it's the first game of the year, so both teams are going to be pretty pumped. But in their first ever home game in Las Vegas?
Well, the first one with fans in the building.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That'll be something special. The Saints at home against the Packers. The Saints are 3-point favorites.
That's a well. That has to do Aaron with Rodgers. The uncertainty, right? Right.
So is okay. So there, the play would be take the Packers, because if Aaron Rodgers is on the field, that line is going to move drastically. Jameis Winston against Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, you take it now. If you are under the belief that the Packers are steadfast and they're not getting rid of him, you take the, and you believe Aaron Rodgers wouldn't sit out, you take the Packers right now.
Absolutely, you would take the Packers right now. That is predicated. That line is predicated on Aaron Rodgers not being there. So that's a good one to risk now. In that, if Aaron Rodgers plays, that is huge value. Now, if he doesn't, you're still getting 3 points. Yeah. With a rookie starting his first ever game though on the road, I don't know. I love that, but at least it's not a horrific. It's not like you're giving points with the rookie.
No.
You're still catching 3. Chargers at Washington. Chargers are 1.5-point favorites there.
Now, Washington defense is pretty good.
Yeah.
But the Chargers did a lot to fortify their line.
Chargers still don't know how to win, though.
True.
Maybe that changes. That's now with the new head coach.
New coach. We'll see if it starts in week 1 on the road. I think I like the football team. And Ryan Fitzpatrick will be one who will look. I'm just going to throw the football around, see what happens. So I think I like the problem with Ryan Fitzpatrick is pray that he doesn't start out well. Because if he starts out well, you know the Fitzmagic thing will be out in full force.
Oh, my God.
But I do think I like them there against the Chargers.
I think I do, too. Broncos at the Giants, a pick 'em.
You have a pick 'em. I have it 1.5 Broncos.
You have 1.5.
Oh, maybe we're just looking at different places, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you looking at the tweet from another station personality?
I'm looking at it from
his
Josh Barton.
App. Oh, yeah, the one
Sports
I sent earlier.
AG.
The one I sent earlier, the combi book. That one is they're about 0.5 to a point different.
Well, yeah. You'll see a different lines at different places.
Yeah, I mean it'll all be aggregated eventually.
Kind of like the Giants in that one. The uncertainty of quarterback for the Broncos. Saquon coming back. Now he's got Kenny Galladay.
Mm-hmm. Kadarius Toney Young Joka, yeah, as we call him here.
Yeah. Young Joka?
Yeah.
I like it. I like the Giants in that one. I like the Giants. And then, of course, the Jaguars, the Texans. The Texans are 1.5-point underdogs at home. I like the Texans in this situation. New coach, new quarterback, certainly the number one overall pick, but the Texans.
Well, the Texans have a new coach and a veteran, but new quarterback. Same system, but you're going to have a new quarterback in that system. Do you expect an improvement from Lovie Smith over Anthony Weaver? You better hope so.
Yep.
Not to the talent level. The talent level hasn't improved.
Yes, it has.
The pass rush, no, it hasn't. Who's rushing the passer for this team?
Well, I don't know that the pass rush has improved, but you're certain with Desmond King.
You're worse at linebacker.
And Terrence Mitchell.
Fine.
You're not any worse. You didn't have Bernard McKinney last year.
You
didn't have him. You still got Zach Cunningham. Actually, you're probably a little bit better with some of the additions that you got.
Not if you ask Joel about Christian Kirk. He goes, that guy stinks. So we'll see. I don't think you don't have JJ, so you're less talented at least on the defensive front. The Texans are big. Sure, covering guys was a problem. Rushing the passer was a problem. It's still going to be a problem. Desmond King is.
You're going to be more of an attacking defense this year with Lovie.
Who are the starting corners for them?
Desmond King and
Desmond King is he a outside
Roby,
guy?
Does Roby have one more game?
Is Desmond King an outside guy or an inside slot? Who are the outside corners?
Well, you still got you got Terrence Mitchell as well. You got Vernon Hargraves. I don't know what you're worried about a corner.
Okay. Oh, he better not make the team.
On the road, rookie making his first start. I'm going with the Texans. I got the Texans.
If I have to believe that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, I'm taking the Jags.
Yeah, Roby got suspended the same week.
Yeah,
Will Fuller. So they both have one more game.
Yeah, one more game. So you don't have Roby in that one, but
by the way, is Terrence Mitchell, he's an upgrade over what they had, but is he a good player?
I didn't say good. I didn't necessarily good, but he's a different player.
He's different.
Well,
he's a former Brown, which is comforting.
Well, I mean, this is former Brownsville or the Patriots and Cleveland South. Okay. We're Brown South. That's what we are.
Now, credit to him. He did start 16 games last year, 13 passes defensed. Doesn't have great ball skills, apparently, because at least not last year. He does have 7 career picks, and he's played since 2014. He's a solid NFL player who could start for a team who made the playoffs. So he's better than what they've had, certainly. Just don't know if he's good.
Yeah. Well, he's better than what they had. That's an upgrade. It's what they do.
I think it
wasn't hard to upgrade.
No, when we talked any about it before, position. We know that they enter every game probably the least talented team on the field. I don't like starting there. And am I supposed to believe they're going to just out? Now, Lovey, it's been around a long time. Hasn't called defenses in a long time. I hope it's not one of those Bo Pelini situations where he hasn't adapted. Because he hasn't been a DC since when? Since when's the last time he's called a defense?
What did he call it at all in Chicago?
I don't know. So even then, that's like 2000, the early aughts. Or early 10s, excuse me, not the early aughts. I'm taking the Jags. I'm going to stay there.
Go ahead and look foolish, but okay.
I'm going to look foolish,
yeah.
Taking the Jags.
While you're taking
the Texans to win a ball game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. New coach, Bo Cully, everybody's behind him. Okay.
Lovey hasn't been an official defensive coordinator since 2003.
That's not that long ago.
Okay.
You know
what we should do? Anthony Weaver
never called a defense.
And we saw how that worked out. I get it. I'm just saying the Lovey thing is you hope experience breeds competency. But hey, dude hasn't been the head of a defense in a long, long time.
Not worried about that. Not with Lovey. Not with one of the great defensive coordinators of our day.
Wait a minute. Why is he one of the great defensive coordinators of our day?
He's our guy.
Because he had Derek Brooks and Warren Sapp on his team.
Yeah. Okay.
And actually, he wasn't even a DC of that team. He was a linebackers coach. He was a DC for the Rams.
Greatest linebackers ever.
He was the Rams DC from 01 to 03. Did the Rams have great defenses back then? I'd have to look.
958 ESPN 97. Gilbert wants to talk on the radio. Let's get Gilbert in here on the other side. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.